Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out when you get a chance. And I'm excited about having our good friend. Oh, by the way, don't forget the new website. I almost forgot to mention the new website we're so excited about around here, the knowledge base, askjim.biz. The knowledge base that like no one's ever seen before. If you're a small business or want to be and you got questions, we got answers. Check it out. It's at askjim.biz. And they're free. Everything's free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can ask questions. You can roam around there in that site and take advantage of it. Barbara Weltman is well represented as a founding contributor to askjim.biz. And she's with us right now. Barbara is the author of 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks. 2007. That's J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2007, and a number of other books. And she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Hello. It's good. Always good to have you with us, and thank you for being here. Barbara's an original member of our Brain Trust folks, as you know. Barbara, one of the things that it looks like is happening is thrown in with the minimum wage increase that the Democrats in Congress have pushed for and now have passed in their own houses, and now is going to go into the supplemental bill that the president is supposed to veto today, were supposed to be some tax advantages. But my sources tell me those tax advantages got whittled away to where they weren't very, very much. What do you think?
Yep. there's not much there. In fact, one of the things that they were planning to do was they were going to give sizable tax breaks to restaurant people because they felt that the rise in the minimum wage would hit them severely, and that's not in the bill. The opportunity to write off restaurant improvements over 15 years ends at the end of this year, and that has not been extended under this provision.
So all of the rhetoric, all of the blowhard, hot air, hogwash rhetoric that was in the beginning when they were saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to give tax advantages to small business owners, and that'll ameliorate the increase in the minimum wage. All that now, we now know all that was just hogwash, right?
Well, mostly. I mean, there are a few interesting provisions in that, you know, we can't ignore everything, but by and large, yeah, you're right.
Basically, it's hogwash.
It was a lot of talk and not much action.
But now here's the interesting thing, see, Barb, and this is what they do. They make a big deal. They blow off about all the things that they're going to do. And that gets the coverage. That's the argument that everyone makes. And then when the devil gets in the details, then they don't ever come back and say, okay, we lied. Apparently, you know, we told you something that's not going to be true. They don't ever come back and correct the record, do they?
You're absolutely right. That's what happened.
But that's what you and I are here for. We're correcting the record.
Actually, you're right. We like to talk about it. But the one good thing that did stay in the bill is that they are increasing the expensing limitation. So the opportunity to buy equipment for your business and then deduct it in full rather than having to depreciate it over a number of years.
The Section 179.
The 179 deduction is supposed to go from up to $400,000.
Up to $400,000?
Mm-hmm. I mean, $125,000.
That's a big jump.
And the $400,000 indexed phase-out will start at $500,000.
Right.
And that will start for this year.
Well, Barbara, here's the thing, though. Those kinds of adjustments, those kinds of changes don't really cover the increase in minimum wage. I mean, the people who are hurt by minimum wage probably aren't likely to need to buy $125,000 worth of equipment.
Absolutely. It had nothing to do with the very group that would be impacted.
But doesn't this speak to how little they really understand about how small business works, how the economy works?
Yeah, I often wonder if they've ever had to make payroll or do any of the real things. All the record-keeping that they impose on business owners, I really wonder whether they've ever had to do it themselves.
Well, you can quit wondering about that, Barbara. Let me disabuse you of that notion. They don't know anything about that. Now, have you heard the George McGovern story?
No, go ahead.
Do you know George? You know George McGovern was the liberal lion before Ted Kennedy took that mantle over when McGovern retired, and
right.
As you know, everybody remembers what a liberal McGovern was. You know, no tax. There was no tax he didn't like. No regulation he didn't like. He left Congress, moved to New England, opened up a bed and breakfast, and operated it there for a few years. And he actually said, if I had known this is what people were having to go through, I would have voted differently when I was imposing all that on people, when I was imposing all the taxes and regulations back in the 60s and 70s.
Hmm.
How about that?
Pretty interesting.
I've always wanted to ask people like George McGovern, Ted Kennedy, Feinbaum, and those guys, what would the economy look like in your world? If you could be in charge of the United States Congress and the government, what would your economy look like? How would it function? Wouldn't you like to know that?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask them that. What are some other?
It certainly, I'll tell you that the tax laws certainly wouldn't look like they do today.
Mm-mm, no. What else is in the bill today?
Well, there are some changes in the credit for determining tips, employee cash tips. There's a credit for that, and that will change a little bit. And it will also apply starting this year if this gets passed.
Mm-hmm. So in this year, meaning in tax
this
year 2007?
This starting 2007.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and a number of the provisions the one interesting provision in the whole bill is the opportunity for husbands and wives who run a business together to file as if they were a sole proprietorship, just file a Schedule C instead of having to file a partnership return. So it is like a drop of simplification in that sense, but that's basically the highlight of the whole bill.
And they think that makes up for increasing minimum wage 20%.
Exactly.
Right? Wow. Stand by, Barbara. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got more to come after these messages. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2007, your complete guide to everything deductible. You get the book published, and then they change the laws on you, don't they, Barbara?
Well, actually, that's good for me because I get to revise the book every year.
I know. Hey, Barbara, give us your website and tell us how we can contact you and find the books.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
WELTMAN.
That's correct. And you can on my website, you can sign up to get a monthly newsletter, and you can also get by email sent to you an idea every day, an idea that you can use.
All right, so check that out. What else do we need to know, Barbara?
Well, the IRS is hot on the trail of people who are running businesses that are producing losses year after year, and the IRS is looking at them as if they're hobbies. Mm. And this is a big deal because this affects a lot of people, for example, who are working on eBay. I do a lot of work with eBay.
Right.
And
you wrote a book on eBay.
I wrote a book, and we're in the process of revising the book. Mm-hmm. And there are more than 1.3 million people that make a full-time living on eBay and more than 3 million people that depend on eBay for income. Mm-hmm. And with 235 million registered users, it's the world's largest marketplace. So there's great opportunity there, and people are running businesses, and the question is, when your expenses exceed the income that you generate, can you take your losses? And the IRS is looking closely at this because they believe that this kind of business is responsible for a chunk of the tax gap, which is
the amount
of money that the government is not collecting but thinks it should.
Yeah. Well, you know, Barbara, the IRS has been working on this kind of thing for a long time. Years ago, and maybe even now to some degree, they would keep an eye on people who had livestock, horses and cattle and llamas and things like that, because these people would have a regular job, but they lived in the country, and they'd have livestock, and then they'd report the operation of that livestock as a loss. They would
Absolutely.
They would lose money, whatever, and they actually had a schedule they basically said, okay, you can lose money so many years out of seven or something like that. And I remember that horses, you could lose money a little more on horses than you could on cattle. That was interesting. But the thing is it's come into the 21st century now with eBay, hasn't it?
Well, that's true. You know, the days of the gentleman farmer are still around, and I can tell you from my area, there are still people with doing things with horses and trying to call that a business. Mm-hmm. And it's just questionable, and sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. But the point to keep in mind is that the IRS is on the warpath for this. This is what they're
looking for. Well, what do you do about that, though? I mean, if you're doing eBay selling and you're spending money on maybe AdWords and you're spending money on buying your stuff, and maybe things aren't going so great, but if you're losing money, you're losing money.
If you lose, there's no requirement that you be a good business person, but you have to run your business like you mean it. You have to, for example, you want to keep good books and records. You want to have a separate business bank account, a separate business credit card, a business plan to say how you plan to make money. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're doing something and, if you're buying things for $1,000 and selling them for $200, there's no way you could ever make money. So,
right.
You've got to have a plan.
And eventually they're going to say, you know what, you have a sham business and we're not going to let you continue to take these deductions.
Well, that's the whole point, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, just, a lot of things. Everything seems to be moving online. Things like, paying your taxes, filing your taxes. This past filing season was very successful in getting more people to file online, and now there's more of a push to get people to pay online. So
meaning by credit card or by
you can pay by credit card, but you can also pay directly through the Electronic Federal Tax Payment mm-hmm. System, EFTPS.gov. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity. People I talked to the IRS commissioner of the Small Business Self-Employed Division, and I told her that people are afraid to, they think that if you sign up for this that somehow the IRS will get access to your bank account, and she was laughing so much. He said, well, people send in their check with their bank information on their check.
Right.
Like, why would you think that this was any worse? And in fact, the IRS does not have access to your bank account just because you sign up. But this allows you to schedule your payments in advance.
Right.
So business owners who may travel, for example, would be able to schedule, for example, the estimated tax payment that's coming up in June. If they're on the road, they could schedule that payment in advance, and it'll just the money will be transferred from a bank account to the treasury
You to be a little more disciplined about things like that.
Absolutely.
So you don't get tempted to do something else with the money, which we all have plenty of things to do with the money, but that has to get done. That those taxes have to be paid. Barbara, give us your website one more time.
It's barbarawelton.com.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Welton, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break, right back with Alan Friedman. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
And then again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head. Oh, 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 but it sure feels nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.